I've said that 11 years ago. Actually, 13 years ago, I said, no war will ever win again. There will not be a victory at all in the war. In past, two countries, two nationalities went to war, even nuclear war with Japan. One won and one lost. Oh, beautiful. There is no way that hatred for hatred will do any more. The whole world's going to be on fire if they continue. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The nature will react with tremendous vengeance because it's hurt, mm-hmm. it's being bothered. It's mm-hmm. like somebody is pushing in the side pocket of nature. Nature will react. Mm-hmm. I was saying to Hashem yesterday, I was sitting there and I say, for years I'm saying there is no way that the war will win. And the reason for that is that energy, this female energy, the heart of mother has descended. The mother is healing and is also destructive. It destroys the badness in the children mm-hmm. more than the father does. I know I did. With my children, I was the one that gave discipline, not Richard. Mm-hmm. Richard would get angry. I wouldn't get angry. I would correct, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, those people that go to eliminate a group of people, we're going to eliminate terrorists, they're eliminating themselves. It's really... I told Hashem, I said, maybe I should write a letter to Obama and say, damn it, this is not going to work.
Damn it. You should go.
And I said, what is my business? So, why did I tell you this? Because we go back to art of living. If every individual lived by this law, this two law of promise and stuff, the nature would be calm. Mm-hmm. There will not be any terrorists, I tell you that. What is terrorist? They call terrorist if it hurts them and it's from another country. They never call somebody from their own country a terrorist, even if it kills many people. Terrorist to the world means you're not doing what I want you to do and I'm not giving you what you want. You're a terrorist. That's what names the terrorist a terrorist. I'm telling you, I'm so glad I don't look into the world because it is a mess. Mm-hmm. The Maya, it's so thick.
The fire. Mm-hmm.
But look at us. We're in a cocoon. Cocoon is in a cheeky butterfly, which is warm, which is kev dorish, butterfly bish. But in this cocoon, we're doing far more than Obama is doing. Imagine that. Imagine that. Well, this city was prostitution, gambling, and all sorts of, you know, undesirable things. Look at it now. Even the university becoming the... It's all the... vibration of that cocoon. Mm-hmm. We don't need to roll our sleeves up and take a raffle and go to war. It's really sad when I look out and see so much ignorance. That's when I stop and show my shoulder, whatever, give each other as often as you want. And I really pity, again, I'm not into politics, but I have to say that I pity Obama because he came with a pretty good karma. He's going back with a shitty one. Mm-hmm. He came with good intention, and his intentions are all mixed up with other people's around him.
He had no control.
Yeah, he's pretty much screwed.
Yeah.